for Isaiah to kind of start the way that he did to get that return, what, just give us your thoughts on that play and how he looked.
Well, I was glad, obviously, that we broke off a 31-yarder. I mean, that was great. And it was good for not only Isaiah's confidence, but the confidence of our punt return team, because the more returns we have and the more Isaiah threatens to break one, the more those guys want to block for him. And so it's a contagious thing. And so I was happy to see that.
Is he maybe too confident to go make a play on the 10-yard line with the gunner running underneath?
Yeah, he's got to be smart down there. I talked to him about that. The one thing I love about him, though, is that he is aggressive down there. And if he does get opportunities to steal one, we want him to do that by all means. But he's got to be smart. You know, he's learning. It's a learning process for him, no question.
Should that be a penalty?
We thought it was. We're still waiting to hear back from the league to see if we turned it in. So we'll see. But we absolutely thought it would have been, yeah.
Well, coming out of preseason, special teams looked like it was a concern, coverage-wise especially. And then the first game, you won the game. The block field goal and everything else. Is that an example of you want to make mistakes in preseason so you know what to clean up and weed out the bad? The good from the bad?
Yeah, Mike, certainly you want, in preseason, you want to get exposed as much as you can, because then you've got tape to coach off of, and you've got stuff to correct with your guys. If you go through the preseason perfect, then you really don't know what you are and what you have to correct. So we tried to expose our guys as much as we could, and we had an idea coming out of preseason on what we needed to work on. So loved that, but guys gave a great effort the other night, Monday night, and they showed up and they rolled their sleeves up. They went to work, and a lot of good performances. Really proud of the guys of the effort, though, above all.
On the block field goal, did you see something at that spot on the line where you thought you could overpower them with Derek and Shelby together?
Honestly, it's Shelby Harris. I mean, we recognized in the preseason that he had a knack for doing that. And some guys just have it. You know, they have a way to slip through the A gap, the B gap, whatever it may be. So he's a guy who we design blocks around. And really, he and Derek Wolf in there are a force to be reckoned with, because Derek's so big and strong, and he can knock the guard, and Shelby can slip through. And Shelby is an all-out effort guy. And so I'm just really proud of him and the way the guys executed. It all goes back to those guys. You know, it's we can draw up anything, but those guys have to execute it, and they did, and they gave great effort. So I was really proud of them.
Does calling a timeout, though, inherently give you an advantage, because you can just see how they're lining up to block and if the guys are smart? So maybe it's smart to always call a timeout.
You know, it does. I think with a rookie kicker, I think that it was a great decision. I think that you do that with a rookie kicker. There have been studies done on icing the kicker against the veteran guys, and really it doesn't really make a big difference. But I think definitely when you got a rookie out there in his first game, yes, by all means. I loved Vance's decision there. I thought it was great. And it ended up paying off for us, because yes, Shelby figured out and Derek figured out that yeah, there's a soft spot there at the guard, and giddy up. So it was awesome. Ended up paying off.
On the other hand, they have to do it twice in 5 seconds. It's hard to get the energy.
Correct. No question, Mike. I mean, you gotta reload, line up again, hope that everyone stays on side, hope that nothing goes wrong, and then, you know, the stars align. And but at the end of the day, you guys, it comes down to Shelby and Derek's effort. That's what it is. Field goal block is about effort and will, the desire to get there. And they displayed that.
Rock, what did you see on the missed kick from Brandon? It just felt like it was kind of rushed and chaotic at that point in the game with the Chargers storming back.
Yeah, Brandon is – I love the guy. I've got all the confidence in the world in him, and we all do. And, you know, he made, what, 4 kicks before that. So he had a good night. It's just he missed that one. We got pushed back before that. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. You know, you miss hit one every now and again, and he pushed it. And so he's going to be fine.
Cody had a big kickoff return and then made a really big play on the punt gunner. What is it about him that's allowed him to have such success on the special teams part of it?
Desire. That's what it comes down to. It's desire. We keep it pretty simple on teams. You guys know that. And guy comes in here with desire, with the tangibles that Cody Latimer has, the speed, the size, the strength. I mean, the sky's the limit for the guy. I tell you what, he had a great kickoff return. He had a great play as a gunner. But the play that people don't notice a lot is on Isaiah's long return, the long punt return, Cody fell behind the gunner on the backside, I don't know, at least 10 yards behind him, and made up the ground with sheer desire to make the block that sprung Isaiah around. So that, to me, was the play of the game for Cody. The gunner play was awesome, and the return, but it's those little things like that. That's blue-collar work out there that nobody's going to notice, but he displayed right there his true heart, his grit, as we talk about all the time. So,
can you coach the desire and the high energy that you talked about a lot of these
plays? I think you can. You can get it out of them. I think it's innate, and a lot of times it doesn't come out, but that's our job as coaches to get it out of them. Some guys never have it, you know, but they don't end up playing in the NFL. They don't end up playing long anyway. The guys who stick are the guys who have it, and maybe they know how to bring it out, but if they don't, that's on us. We got to get it out of them.
Isaiah, mm-hmm. You hear about it a little bit, getting knocked over by the punter in the film room?
What's that now?
Did Isaiah hear about it a little bit? Oh,
yeah, definitely, yeah. We got to work on his finishing, his finishes, yeah, when he runs, but yeah. No question, that was funny.
Are all those things just kind of the growing pains from college to the NFL? I mean, what's your, I guess, expectation each week for him in terms of giving up?
Isaiah, yeah, definitely. You want to see him, especially with, you know, the decisions down when we're backed up in the tight and the pooch area, you want to see him start to see the big picture instead of just, okay, I got to catch the ball and I got to return it. He's got to start seeing the big picture, understanding the situation, why we don't want to risk here or why we can here. Those type of things. So yeah, it's a learning curve. There's no question. I mean, you take a bit of a risk. It's a risk reward deal when you have a rookie who is so talented. You don't want to hold him out because, my gosh, he could take one to the house any time. So you're going to have to deal with some growing pains, and we know that. But the thing about Isaiah is he works at it. He studies. He asks the right questions, and we love him. So
okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks you guys. Appreciate it.